This is the next edition of Tri Talk SA. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you for joining us once again this week. And I've got some great news to report. You may or may not know, I hope you do know, that this past weekend was Ironman Wales, one of the toughest Ironman races on the global calendar. And it was won by a South African, which I'm so chuffed to tell you about. A huge congratulations to Maddie Troutman, just flying the flag unbelievably well for South Africa. It's just amazing how well the young South Africans are doing on the international Ironman circuit. Carl Buckingham, just a couple of months ago, winning Ironman Lake Placid in upstate New York. And yeah, fantastic performance from him as well. But I am super chuffed for Matt Troutman. And what I'm even more chuffed about is that we've got him this week on Tri Talk SA. Looking forward to catching up to Matt, finding out how that race went. And it is a toughie. You'll hear in the interview chat about the times that he did at Ironman Wales compared to Ironman Kona last year. And yeah, phenomenal difference. Just shows you how hard Ironman Wales is. Before we get into that interview with Matt, I just want to say thank you to all everyone who left messages and reviews on iTunes, popped us tweets. Really do appreciate it. I love hearing from you, so do be in touch. If you'd like to pop us a tweet, it is at TriTalkSA. You can on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook. Just look for TriTalkSA. Or alternatively, you can pop me a mail, podcast@tritalksa.co.za. Enough of me rambling on. Let's get into this week's episode of Tri Talk SA with Matty Troutman, the 2014 Ironman Wales champion. I like the sound of that. It's been a pretty impressive international season for South African triathletes this year, and we have another winner on the international stage, and I am super chuffed for him. The winner of Ironman Wales 2014 joining us now on Tri Talk SA, Matt Troutman. Matty, welcome onto the show. First of all, how are you feeling?
Yeah, thank you very much, Brad. Yeah, as you can imagine, not feeling fantastic physically, but very happy with the result.
Yeah, Matt, you must be super stoked. Congratulations on that win. Ironman Wales, not the easiest of Ironmen out there.
No, certainly not. Yeah, it's known as one of the tougher courses on the circuit, and yeah, it certainly lived up to that expectation. Yeah, the bike and the run is very hilly, and yeah, thanks to quite a strong easterly wind, the swim was actually quite hilly as well.
Fantastic. Matt, it's your first year on the pro circuit. You obviously have done some amazing things as an age grouper, and I just think back to Kona last year. You finished second in your age group there. You were 30th overall, which is a phenomenal performance. And I almost get the feeling that you were sort of just buzzing under the radar. I mean, if you look at Carl Buckingham's performance at Kona last year, obviously he took all the sort of limelight from all the age groupers because he had such a good performance. And he's obviously burst onto the pro scene, picked up his first win at Lake Placid just a couple of months ago. You must be pretty stoked that you've now broken your sort of Ironman virgin victory, if you want to put it that way. And you've got one under the belt now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm still very new to the sport. You know, going into Kona last year was my first year in competing in triathlon. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't expect too much from anything really. I was just taking it race by race. But yeah, to get my first win now is unbelievable. So yeah, I'm very stoked for that.
I mean, we mentioned Ironman Wales is pretty tough. I mean, on paper, if you look at the winning time, I mean, it's by no stretch a sort of massive, fast winning time, 9 hours, 7 minutes, 28 seconds. But to put that into a bit of perspective, compared to your Ironman Kona time last year, I mean, you did an 8:49 in Kona, which is also not the easiest of Ironman courses. So I think that pretty much sums things up how hard Ironman Wales is.
Yeah, absolutely. The bike is very hilly. There's just lots of short little steep climbs, and you're on country roads, and there's lots of 90-degree turns, so you can never really get in the rhythm. And get any proper speed up. So I think between Fraser and myself, we had the fastest back split there ever, which was 5:03, just to put it in perspective, versus I think I did a 4:40 in Kona. So I think the back is what makes the course so slow.
Matt, I find it quite interesting too that a lot of pros, and I think it was Reynard, said it, that if you want to win an Ironman when you first get started, go and race one in America, because those are a lot easier to win. The fields aren't as deep as the European ones. I just got back to South Africa from doing Ironman Zurich, and I couldn't get over the quality of the field. It's tough to win in Europe, so it must make this victory even sweeter.
Yeah, it certainly does. Between Fraser and I, we had a great battle at the front of the race. The field, obviously, you know, not as deep as it could have been due to Kona coming up in October. So, yeah, all the guys racing Kona obviously aren't there. But, the Europeans are very strong. They're strong backers and strong runners. So, it's always going to be a tough race.
I have to ask, obviously you brought it up, Kona, are you going back to the Big Island this year?
First year as a pro, I haven't qualified this year. The goal was always to try and qualify for 2015. So, that's partly the reason I'm doing these races early in the season now, as soon as, the points have become available in September. The goal was to get as many points early and then try and qualify for 2015.
Well, you've got off to a great start on that 2015 qualification. I chatted to Carl Buckingham about the sort of difference between racing as an age group and age grouper and a professional. How tough is the step up, Matt?
Well, I think the biggest difference is you're not racing for a time at all. You're just racing your competitors. It's more of a different mindset. You just got to do what it takes to beat the guy next to you. You know, you're not worried. If you have to expend yourself more on the bike, if that means getting a lead going into the run, then so be it. The time's really irrelevant. So, I think that's the main difference in terms of the race. It's obviously the same for everyone. And as far as the distance goes, it's certainly no easier as an age group. I think it's more of just the way you race Ironman.
All right. And let's take a step back. You said you're fairly new to the sport still. I mean, where did your triathlon journey begin?
Actually, in England, it was almost 2 years ago to the month. I did a triathlon here in towards the end of August in 2012. I was a sailor at the time. I was looking after a yacht that was based here in England, and thought I'd give triathlon a go as a new challenge, and pretty much took off from there. I moved back to South Africa at the end of that year, and just taking it step by step from there.
I mean, if I told you 3 years ago that now, middle of September 2014, you'd be doing an interview as a winner of an Ironman, what should you have told me?
Absolutely no way. I've got, big expectations, but certainly not in the time frame of 2 years. It's been an incredible journey, and I'm very, very happy to have got my first win so soon.
Matt, that is just an incredible, incredible story. And as far as sporting in that goes, sort of prior to try, what sort of stuff did you do? You've obviously got the ability and you're pretty athletic. I mean, what sort of stuff were you into?
Yeah, well, at a school level, I was always into cross country and athletics, and also into kayaking. I grew up in Pietermaritzburg, where the DZ Canoe Marathon is quite a big event, and I did a few of those at a school level. But post school, I got straight into sailing, and then did that for the next 9, 10 odd years. Yeah, so, I mean, I kept, obviously, you have to keep relatively fit during, while you're sailing, but, you know, in terms of biking, I was very new to, I'd never done any cycling before I started 2 years ago. So, that is quite a new experience, and yeah, just happy to have found my niche sport, I guess.
That's actually, it's incredible. Actually, hearing stories like that, I think it's just absolutely amazing and inspiring. Matt, as far as sort of Ironman South Africa goes, you had a pretty decent race in Nelson Mandela Bay earlier this year as well. It's the new course is quite tough, and just by taking this victory in Wales, you obviously like the hard sort of courses. Are you going to come back in 2015 to Port Elizabeth? Obviously, there's a lot more points on the line now with the big announcement that was made just a couple of weeks ago. And give it a bash to try and pick up some more points towards Kona here in South Africa?
Yeah, most certainly. I've got Ironman Barcelona in 3 weeks' time. And then after that, my focus is fully on the South African season. So I'll do 70.3 in East London and then just focus my full attention on Ironman South Africa.
Brilliant. You mentioned spending quite a bit of time in England and then heading back to South Africa. Obviously, the tri scene in England is just huge at the moment. I mean, if you look at the ITU circuit, the amount of great athletes that Great Britain have got on that circuit and just the way the sport's growing in the UK. South Africa, obviously, behind the curve in the UK, but weather conditions-wise, we're probably way more conducive to triathlon here. But we're also starting to produce some really good world-class athletes. I mean, if you look at the ITU sort of circuit, you look at the guys and the girls, the likes of Richard Murray, Henry Schumann, Vian Sulvalt, you look on the girl side, Kate Roberts, Jill Sanders. And then if you look at the longer distances as far as sort of athletes go that we're producing, there's yourself, there's Kyle Buckingham, let's not forget James Cunnamer. We've got some great athletes out there, and there's just more coming through.
Yeah, it's great to see how successful the South African athletes have been this year. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the, you know, the sporting tradition in South Africa, there's no reason why we shouldn't be producing great triathletes. Yeah, I think as the sport grows, we can only expect to see, you know, more great athletes coming out of South Africa. So, as you say, conditions are perfect there. You know, there's a swimming culture, there's a strong running culture. So, yeah, I think we can expect great things from South African triathletes.
Brilliant. Matt, I'm going to put you on the spot. I hope you don't mind. One of the goals that I've got with TriTalk SA is just try and get guys and girls, not necessarily to win races, but to get better. So just so that they try harder and get some quality sort of workout. I think so often, especially the guys and girls sort of mid towards the back of the pack, just end up training for the sake of training and spending hours out there for the sake of spending hours. I want to ask you sort of as far as workouts go. I mean, if you could, what would you say is your favorite swim set? I mean, if someone was looking for an idea to go instead of just bombing laps or lengths in a pool, what could you suggest they go out and do?
Well, I've actually recently joined Brett Sutton, who was James Cunnamer's old coach. So I've spent the last 6 weeks working with him in Switzerland, and that's been a real eye-opener into, you know, the right way, or, you know, just a different way to train for for an Ironman. Yeah, I mean, swim sets, we actually focus on a lot of intensity rather than on the longer stuff. Yeah, I'd probably say the most beneficial sets are probably the most boring as well. If I think of sets we've done in the build-up now to Wales, you're looking at, you know, just 60 by 100 leaving on a certain time, and, you know, all the way up to 100 hundreds on a really good day or bad day, depending which way you look at it.
Gee, that's incredible. And as far as sort of run and bike, I mean, do you do much quality stuff? I mean, what sort of stuff do you do bike and run-wise?
Yeah, we, again, focused a lot on the quality and on the intensity rather than duration. I've been focusing a lot on the track, on the run. So again, you're looking at, you know, just long repetitive stuff, 21 800s with a 200 recovery. And then on the bike, yeah, again, just focusing on the quality when you're going shorter, and if you're going longer, then taking it a bit easier.
And as far as the recovery, I mean, you mentioned on the track the 200 recovery and in the pool. What sort of recovery and what sort of pace are you doing those repeats at?
Yeah, so on the track, we're doing 800s, coming in at 40, and you're trying to leave just under 4 minutes. So, it's a very light jog for the 200. And, yeah, I mean, in the pool, you can get away with having less recovery, so leaving on 125 or even 120, you're feeling really good.
Awesome stuff. Matt, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations once again from all of us here in SA. We are super, super proud. You have no idea. And I want to wish you all the best for Barcelona. It's going to be the first Ironman in Barcelona, and I hope it all goes according to plan.
Thanks a lot for your time, Brad. It's been great chatting to you.
What an incredible, incredible story, hey? It gives guys like me hope. Not that I'm going to win an Ironman, but I think hopefully that's inspiring. 2 years in the sport, and he's an Ironman champion already. That is incredible, absolutely incredible. And watch Matty Troutman, Ironman 70.3 in Buffalo City next January. Watch him. Nelson Mandela Bay, I think he is definitely one of the contenders. He's going to be one to watch over the next coming season in the build-up to Kona 2015. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a superb one. Look forward to chatting soon. Take care. Bye.